Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Tuesday morning. It's March 3rd. We're in 608. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, our early morning crew. Good morning to you. Hopefully the rest of your Monday was a good one. We're looking ahead to Tuesday. Lots of things happening on the Jen and Tim Show. I found blank in my blank. That's coming up. I could live to talk about it.
Sounds so weird when you say it like that.
Well, what is weirder? I found blank in my blank or water hole to water hole, because we had that yesterday. So
I mean, that's fair. Both pretty weird sounding.
It is a Tasty Tuesday. We have been tagged in several items for a Tasty Tuesday that maybe we'll try moving forward. We have a couple of things in studio. We're trying to figure out what we're going to try for a Tasty Tuesday, but something will definitely be happening. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well, but something I was hoping to see, and this would have been prime time for the EMCs. You can't see anything. You can see a whole lot of nothing this morning. So we'll get to that next, but we love your guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
I'm guessing Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, that's a good guess. It's not Ozzy Osbourne, though.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the guess. I wish we could see it, but we can't. That's next. I was so excited for our EMCs, and even maybe on the way into work, even though I'd been a little bit early. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. The Blood Moon.
I thought of you when I saw that it was supposed to be visible this morning.
Can't see anything. It's drizzly. Well, once again, and maybe EMCs, you can help us out. Maybe you're driving or letting the dog out early in the morning, kiddos heading to sports or whatever. Because it's supposed to be peak viewing time right now for the Blood Moon. Eastern Standard Time, 6:04 a.m. to 7:02 a.m. It is now 6:16. You should be able to see it, but I feel like it's too cloudy.
Well, yeah, the rain's coming down and it's too dreary. There's no way. And you, by the way, that would be great if you saw it, but let's be honest. It's not like you could capture it in your memories.
Not at all. It would be just a fuzzy mess.
Right. Not a great photo taker of the moon.
I mean, you can see this nationwide. Does anybody have a cousin in a non-cloudy area?
Can you call your cousin? Have him send us a photo of the Blood Moon,
because
please.
I want to see it. Like everybody in my house was talking about, I'm going to set an alarm for 6:30. And I said, you probably don't want to do that because it's going to be so cloudy. Most of the time we miss these events. It's so cloudy in Northeast Ohio.
I know. The days that we do get them, though, because a lot of times it will be early morning like this and you're driving in, it is beautiful. It's a shame we missed it.
Yeah.
You're sad. I can tell.
I am. I'm sad for the EMCs because that would have been cool to wake up to. Or maybe you're working third shift and you're going home from, you're driving, you see the Blood Moon. I mean, I would assume it's still cloudy, right? EMCs, it's still cloudy. Can one person call, let me know it's still cloudy? Probably is still cloudy. Or call that cousin in Texas.
Yeah.
Good old Texas. We have a Texas Timmy out there. Remember he moved?
Oh, yeah.
Texas
right.
Tim, we haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah.
Send us a picture. So trust us, the Blood Moon's up there somewhere.
Somewhere behind the clouds.
Behind that cloudy coverage. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Jen and Tim. It's cloudy, no moon.
No Blood Moon. I really wanted to see that. I do. I don't know why I get excited for these events or the other day where all the planets were lining up. I believe like that type of thing is very cool to me. And I thought to myself, ooh, on the way in or for our EMCs, maybe we'll already be at work during peak performance. The EMCs could see it, but now I can't see anything because it's cloud coverage.
Well, I'm driving, but I do see a red light from the gas station.
That counts. It's called the Blood Light.
We
will have
wrong.
To settle for that as EMCs. That's a good call. It's our secondary light. Thank you for calling and listening. We appreciate that. At least we have the Blood Light. It's Star 102, Cleveland.
We don't have that.
We don't have that.
No. It feels wrong.
I know.
Let's skip over that.
It's just, I don't know. It's got to be cloudy. I blame Trent McGill.
You can't
warn
do that.
Us about this.
Listen, I feel like there's a lot of moons like this. Like, you'll get another
there
one
There are
soon.
Not a lot of moons like this.
Here's the thing. I've heard of a blood moon before because we've talked about it. When these things come up, we talk about them. You're very celestial. I know you like them. Sometimes I'll put them in three things. I feel like every time we talk about the blood moon, it's a rare blood moon. Yet we talk about the rare blood moon often. You know what I'm saying? Like they always say it's
rare. I don't know
rare.
Why you're trying to bring the show down at 626.
They always say it's
rare. It is rare. Does it say rare? Does it say rare?
I don't know if this one said rare. I didn't double check.
But just blood moon.
Okay. So blood. But then
who's
other
staying
times,
up to watch it?
It'll be like rare blue corn moon or rare harvest moon.
I would
moon.
Love to see a corn moon. Is it look like kernels? Is it yellow?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It looks like kernels. Okay. It reshapes itself.
I would love that.
I will look up.
Corn moon. Jen will look that up for us and maybe the EMCs can check out.
I said blue corn moon. So let's
a blue corn moon?
Yes.
Now that is rare.
That is very rare. I'm going to find the next one for you, and we will talk about it. It's 35 degrees in Newburgh Heights, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Today's show host Savannah Guthrie returned to her mother's home in the Tucson area yesterday, her first visit since her mom disappeared a month ago. She and her family laid flowers at a growing tribute outside the home. Apple launching a cheaper iPhone. The new iPhone 17e starting at $599 keeps the same processor as the 17, but has a smaller screen and one camera. Pre-orders start on March 4th. It will be in stores March 11th. And spring arrives at Starbucks today. As the spring menu is out, think things like toasted coconut, lavender, and a new iced ube coconut macchiato. Macchiato. Sorry, I was very nervous about saying ube. So I screwed
up
the macchiato.
I have to be able to pronounce what I'm ordering. I'm getting a little nervous at Starbucks.
Well, I feel like the ube is very like
it
trendy. It's
like all trendy. I got to try some of these.
Purple yam.
Because I'm so
something.
Basic coffee guy that I need to try some of these things. They sound good. Like the coconut. I like coconut. Ube. I don't know about ube.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't want to order it. I need to order
that
a mobile order.
That's exactly how you say it.
Ube.
That's definitely
I think
right.
It's ube.
I'm pretty sure it's ube.
Yeah, it
I looked it up last
what
day when
it?
I was getting ready for
is
this.
Is it a nut? Is it a flower?
It is a purple yam. That was
no
yeah,
ube for Tim A.
Yeah, it's
we'll stick with caramel.
The iced ube coconut macchiato has purple yam and coconut.
I think we're reaching. We're reaching a little bit for our beverages. Now would be the most heavenly thing ever because I don't know what I'm talking about.
I feel like matcha. You and I don't love matcha. Stevie loves
of
matcha.
Course.
What if this is one of those things?
Yeah, maybe it's ube.
That's
and we didn't know.
I hope not.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show coming up next. We have Stevie on the socials.
Did Jim Carrey attend an award ceremony over the weekend, or was he cloned like the internet says? I don't know if we have an answer, but we have kind of an answer, but. People still don't believe it.
It's an amazing story.
It's confusing.
It very much is confusing. Maybe it'll make sense to you coming up in 4.5 minutes.
On February 26th, a viral conspiracy theory emerged that Jim Carrey was cloned after people saw him at the 51st Caesar Awards in Paris. Fans on social media began speculating that the man who appeared on stage was a clone or a body double or an impersonator rather than the real Jim Carrey. These claims were fueled by like a couple of different changes in his appearance and voice. They're saying that he had thinner facial features, a different jawline, noticeably smooth complexion, a softer, more subdued voice, and a calmer demeanor. Some users claim that his eyes appear to have changed from brown to a lighter color under the event lighting. And he delivered his entire acceptance speech in fluent French, leading some to suggest that the voice was fake and not really him. So both the Caesar Awards organizers and Jim Carrey's representatives tried to debunk these rumors, and officials noted that he attended the event with his longtime publicist, daughter, grandson, and close friends, all of whom would have known that he was an impersonator. Now, 2 days ago, a post was made on Instagram that really takes the situation to another level when British makeup artist Alexis Stone posted pictures of Jim Carrey at the awards show with the caption, "Alexis Stone as Jim Carrey in Paris." It's all it said with three slides of images, one being like the masked head. And if you don't know, Alexis Stone is a worldwide known for the hyper-realistic celebrity impersonations using prosthetics, clay, and paint. So now the internet is split. People don't know what to think. All the comments are basically just saying they need more proof, they need videos, they need answers. One person even commenting saying, "Did I just have 100 fights defending Jim Carrey's plastic surgery decisions for nothing?" And then Jim Carrey, 2022, did say he was retiring from acting, so people think it's weird that he would show up to this award ceremony. So now the internet doesn't know what to think.
So it's a clone.
It's not a clone.
It's not a clone.
Well, first of all, we haven't seen Jim Carrey for a long time because he's not out and about. I mean, I guess he was in the Sonic movies, but
yeah, but he's not. He said he's getting away from Hollywood, like appearances.
Yeah.
Such.
I have to tell you what I thought when I saw this the other day. Because
is it
I.
Clone or carry? Is that what we're playing?
We're playing clone or carry.
Okay.
Okay. Because I think you're going to. I don't.
Do you understand where this is coming from?
No.
And not at all?
Okay. No.
All right. Clone or carry? Clone or carry? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
I kept seeing these photos. Now, in my defense, I didn't watch the video, and I didn't know he spoke French, which are two new things you just told us in Stevie on the socials. But when I saw the side-by-side of Jim Carrey, people saying it was a clone because they're showing an old photo and a new photo, I looked at the two photos, and I thought, well, which one's the old one and which one's the new one? I couldn't tell the difference.
Oh,
I didn't,
okay.
Like, it, to me, I wasn't thinking that. So maybe I didn't do a deep enough dive into the Jim Carrey incident, but I didn't look at this side by side and think, wow, that is a significant difference between what he looks like now and what he used to look like.
It's a good clone.
You do not think it's a clone?
No, I don't. I don't think it is at all. Do you think so?
Alexis Stone, very good.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Everything seems to be confirmed it was him.
Well, now I need to go watch the video because I want to hear him speak French and I want to hear him speak quieter because he is a loud fella.
He definitely is.
He was chill at that awards.
I know, which was weird. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. It's a fun. I mean, once again, it's everywhere. That's what Stevie on the socials is all about. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday. It's the Jen and Tim Show, 7:06. I know. Disappointed you can't see the blood moon. You can only see it here. Jen and Tim Show, specifically on Facebook.
Quite a sight to see. This morning.
Cloud coverage, you can't see anything. Over the last hour, you should be able to see it, but we've got you covered. A lot of comments, people excited about it. Big deal. Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. Coming up next, I found blank in my blank.
This is so expansive. The fill in the blank on that is quite something. Is it? I mean, it's safe for work.
What percent of people do you think can fill in both of those blanks?
I found blank in my blank?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I can fill it in.
Very high percentage, I would guess. It was a story that I'm going to have to share with you. And I can't be the only person that found blank in their blank.
And it scared you, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was not ready for this at all. I found blank in my blank. That's next.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's fill in these blanks, shall we? Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
What did you blank your blank?
I found a raccoon in my trash.
Oh, my.
Jen Tui. All I wanted to do was throw out some garbage. That was it. You have a recycle bin right next to your regular trash. I opened up that regular trash. I said, you know what? I have a bag in my hand. Let's throw it in there. Then I had another thought. I looked in there. Raccoon size of the Halley building inside of the trash can looking at me. I thought I saw my life flash before my face. I shut that lid. I ran out of the house. My wife's name's Sandy. I'm like, Sandy! Raccoon in the trash! Raccoon in the trash!
So wait, so you open it. Did you see his eyeballs or was he like?
Oh, I saw it. I looked at him. I looked death right in the face.
You looked death right in the face.
I looked at that striped wonder and he looked back at me or she. And I thought to myself, it's either you or it is me. So I ran to the house. Once again, I was born and raised in Akron. We don't have raccoons in the city of Akron.
My God.
I went over there and I told my wife, I said, there's a raccoon in the trash. What do I do? She's from born and raised in Chesterland. She said, well, you're stupid. Just open up the trash lid and they'll go out. Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. I would be afraid that it would like raccoon attack. They have those tiny little hands. Did you see his tight?
What was they it? Looked what's, large. They looked like they had boxing gloves on from what I could see.
They did not.
They
you did not. Stop. Did he? Was he eating a trash? Talk me through it.
I think it did.
It was so quick that you didn't see. Was he eating something or was he like stunned and just looked back at you?
I have a chance. I wanted to make sure I could make it to the Jen and Tim Show the next day.
Right.
I did not look to see what the favorite entree of the raccoon was in this particular.
I didn't know. Was there a lot of trash? Was he toward the top of the can?
It was about
was
half
he in the
filled.
Bottom?
Yeah, it was half canned.
I would.
It was half in the can, Jen.
Literally. I would scream so loud.
Can you fill in the blank? Have you ever found blank in the blank? Anybody else? 216-343-1021. Or you can DM us. I found blank in my blank. And then, as once again, She's the smarter one of the two of us. My wife said, leave the trash. You just leave it open and the raccoon will leave.
So you went back out there and reopened?
Yes, I risked my life again.
Were you scared when you
reopened? Of course I was.
Did you use your hand or did you get like a stick to
say, I went right up there. It's amazing. You know, with all the NFL combine stuff going on right now, it is amazing when you need to be, even if you are not fleet of foot, how your 40 time decreases when you know there's a raccoon inside of that thing. I lifted that lid and I ran from Menor to Painesville.
I bet.
In 60 seconds.
Did you watch him climb out?
No. I went back because I thought to myself, okay, my wife is smart. She said that this thing will leave. You just got to leave the kid. Get stuck in there, right? Just whatever. So I creeped over there. I thought, is this thing still in there? And I walked over, the lid open, looked in there. Is he in there? Totally gone. Shut the lid. It was fine.
I would not peek in there. I would be
You found a mouse in your motor. Hashtag mouse in the motor. That's I found a blank in my blank.
The amount of times you remind me of that I have tried to forget.
There could be one right now.
Stop that.
In the hashtag mouse in the motor.
Stop that.
Anybody else? One person has to be able to fill in the blank. I found blank in my blank. Mine was a raccoon in the trash. Jen was a mouse in the motor. What about you? That's next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad I was able to survive.
I was eating snack crackers while watching TV the other night, not really paying attention. I felt something weird in my mouth, and it turns out it was the tip of someone's glove.
No!
A blue rubber glove. Yes.
I found a glove in my snack. I was not expecting to be the fill in the blank.
Not at all. Oh my gosh. What did you do immediately?
Well, I took it out and I looked at it, figured it was, yeah, this is gross. This is a glove. So I put it in a baggie because I wanted to tell the company.
Yeah.
So I emailed them, nothing. I called and left a message, nothing. So I don't know what to do now. Maybe call Misney or something.
Yes.
You will definitely make them pay. I would be screaming.
Jen, you imagine biting into a glove when you're eating your favorite popcorn or whatever the snack might be?
My goodness, no.
I was not expecting that. Thank you for the call. I found blank in my blank. I found blank in my blank. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So I was just saying that I found a raccoon in the trash. Freaked out. Opened up the lid and eventually ran out of there, but I was not expecting that.
I was not expecting some of the comments we've gotten. This has really taken a turn, and I'm not kidding you. This is the worst thing I've ever read. I literally squealed aloud when I just read this message from Stephanie on our Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, who says, I found a mouse in my pants. I found a mouse in my pants. Was driving to Akron for an hour and didn't notice until I scratched my leg. Noticed a lump, and it was a dead mouse in my pants. Stephanie! No, no. She said, I said, oh my gosh, I literally squealed aloud when I read this, is what I wrote back to her. And she wrote back, I had a full-blown panic attack. My older daughter made a song about it. Hilarious, but really disturbing.
We can get that song. That would be amazing.
That is the worst thing I've ever.
I cannot even imagine. How do you not get into a car wreck if you realize that?
I don't know.
As you were driving, hopefully you were to stop or whatever. How does that even happen? Jen, you had the mouse in the motor that could have gotten out of the motor.
Stop.
And crawled up into
Stop.
The pant leg.
This was so many years ago. I try to let it go and you remind me all the time.
I'm just saying. She said it didn't come out of nowhere. It was probably somewhere in that car system, trying to stay warm.
No. Michelle found a bloody Band-Aid in her salad. Stop it.
I hear these stories,
I
believe them, but I don't know. I probably would never eat again. I would never eat that item again. Would you ever? If that happened to me, I would never eat the item again, even if it's my favorite Little Debbie snack or whatever it might be.
Leah, I found a bug in my beans. Stop.
I think we're just using alliteration now.
I found plastic,
which I don't mind.
Alexandria, I found plastic wrap in my chicken sandwich. These are terrible.
We found what?
This
a bug in the beans?
A bug in the beans.
I would 100%. That is like a lost Dr. Seuss book.
A bug in the beans?
A bug in the beans.
It is.
I would read that.
I'm not kidding you. I think I would rather find a raccoon in my trash than any of these.
I can't even. My story is dumb.
Yes.
Compared to this. It is insignificant compared to these.
Mouse in the pants is the worst.
All right. How are you?
I'm great. Except when I found a hairy spider in my iced coffee and it was in my throat and I had to kind of gag it up in front of my students. It was terrible.
No.
I wish I was lying.
How can you even talk about it without gagging? Like, I bet that would, that feeling has to stay with you for life.
Every time I drink a coffee it with ice and I feel any kind of funky ice, I automatically think it's the spider, but it's been 10 years, so I can finally talk about it, but it's definitely still in the back of my head.
I feel like this is the worst one we've heard.
Yes.
Spider to the mouth.
Yes. Yes.
It was terrible.
I'm so sorry for you. I'm so sick for you.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Missed the blood mood this morning. We have it. Jen and Tim show on our socials.
Kind of. Worth looking at, though. Worth looking at.
We did our best.
Did we do our best?
Oh, I couldn't really find a red marker. But I tried. I tried.
You did. And you did. You know what? Solid effort. Thanks for doing that, Tim.
We're going to finally get to this Built Bar. We have not tried it yet. That was the bar, the cookies and cream that producer Stevie was missing in her studio.
Yes, and it was so kind. We had a listener hear that this happened, and we were gifted some Built Bars to try.
Yeah, so we're going to definitely do that. Dan, thank you for sending those. We appreciate that. Had a great email that went along with it. We did receive them, and we can try them. We know Stevie likes them, but we'll give them a try, and we're excited about that. That's not the number one thing that we have been tagged, the number one item that we have been tagged in over the last couple of weeks. I don't know what we did wrong to the Jen and Tim show listeners to be tagged in this item.
It's always so bad.
And it seems to be readily available and timely and topical. Like, it's an entire thing, but I got to push back a little bit on this one. What item is it? 3 minutes away. This is a little bit of a two-parter. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. They're Colonel's favorite jelly beans, as in KFC. So they have three different flavors of these jelly beans. And we looked, it seems to be, now varying price point, but it seems to be available.
Yeah, I found it on Amazon, I found it on Walmart, we saw it at Five Below, but yeah, varying prices, some $9.99, some $3. So
I'll go with the $3.
Yeah, Target had them, I think, for $2.79, so.
And if you've seen these, first of all, you probably tagged us in it already, but if you've seen these when you're on the bout, whether it's been Walmart or Five Below or whatever it is, definitely let us know, because this is on the radar. Colonel's favorite jelly beans, one of them tastes like fried chicken, the yellow one tastes like sweet corn, and the brown tastes like gravy.
Here, I have a question for you, because we have been tagged in this. Have you read the flavor profiles on each of these?
No. Did you?
Oh, yes.
We will get to the flavor profiles of each of these. Once again, if you've noticed these out and about, tell us where. They'd be very helpful. We can grab them. Also, something we could do with these that I think would be a lot of fun.
That makes me very nervous.
Oh, it's going to be a good time.
Already know.
What's next? I just thought the names of these jelly beans sounded horrible enough. I can't imagine what the description is. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Colonel's favorite jelly beans, KFC, fried chicken, sweet corn, and gravy.
So here are the flavor profiles. Fried chicken, described as tasting like chicken grease or artificial smoke. Or artificial smoke.
Chicken grease?
Either of those sound terrible.
Why would you base a jelly bean from chicken grease?
I don't know. This is like the how people are describing the people that have tasted them.
Yeah.
Gravy, a savory, sometimes salty and sweet combination. I don't like it. I like gravy in life. I don't want it in a jelly bean.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
And then sweet corn, often considered the best of the three, though it still has a very strong, sugary, and artificial taste. Overall, I love that then this is the overall. Overall, reviews are generally negative, with many describing them as bizarre or gross.
I would agree with that. But you know what? We can do a positive spin on this, I'm telling you. You know how there is a bowl in our kind of main entryway here at Odyssey?
Somebody keeps putting candy in there.
They put candy in there. I'm guessing it's Paula from 98.5.
Of course, because she's not, that great.
I know it's community. I know other people have as well. We could try these on a Tasty Tuesday. And then just dump the rest of the jelly beans out there. Because anybody will eat anything at the various radio stations. So they'll just think that they're regular jelly beans.
Yes, they
bite into those things.
They will stick their slimy, gross hands right in there, take a scoop, and put them right in their mouth.
And then the next slimy hand goes right in there, and they'll eat them.
That's
mine included. I'm not knocking anybody. I see something out there. I think, oh, maybe I'll try this. But this
would be great. A loose jelly bean in the lobby?
No.
Yeah, I would not either.
I don't know. I don't know. His hands have been all over that.
That's exactly.
But everybody else will, so this might work out.
They will.
Set up a camera?
Yeah, I'm into that.
Oh, let's try this. Eat it. Who brought these in?
Yeah,
Who brought these in? Oh, Jen and Tim. So right there, they're going to think that they're going to be tasty.
Right.
And they bite in, and it's gravy, and it's corn, and it's chicken grease.
Blah.
Just saying. It could be fun. Could be a little twist on a Tasty Tuesday.
I like that twist.
All right. Have you tried these? Have you seen them out and about? Seen them in the wild? 216-343-1021. I'd love to talk to one person that ate chicken grease.
Gross. Well, you can't say it like that.
Chicken grease jelly bean. That's what I meant.
Newburgh Heights is today's Star City at 35 degrees. Here are the three things you need to know today. The Cleveland International Film Festival turns 50 this year. It runs April 9th through the 18th. 326 films from 57 countries, and they'll have screenings at Playhouse Square, the Rock Hall, CSU, and the Cedar Lea Theater. Sting is touring, and he's bringing a show to Akron. The Sting 3.0 tour will be at E.J. Thomas Hall. The show is November 1st, and tickets go on sale March 6th. Dairy Queen Free Cone Day coming back on March 19th. They'll give away free small vanilla cones. Last year, they handed out more than 5 million, and this year, they're hoping for more.
I saw if you want to get that thing dipped, it's only a dollar.
Ooh,
I know. Any dip? I just saw that. I don't know. I just saw that it was, once again, free cone. Same thing, echoing the exact same thing you said. And then I was thinking to myself, oh, what if you wanted to get a little dippy do? I guess it's just a buck. So even that, great deal.
It's a good excuse to try the churro dip that we've seen.
Oh!
Which I've never tried before.
I was wondering when you asked which one was top of mind, if it was the churro dip.
That sounds delicious.
Would you get chocolate or vanilla with the churro dip?
Well, these are free vanilla cones.
Right, but
I think in general you would do vanilla with a churro dip, don't you think?
I think so. I don't know why I'm intrigued with the chocolate and churro, though. I don't know.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.